From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, I break for Guam. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, April 30th, 2008.
Michael, have you ever had a personalized license plate?
Yeah, like I'm going to spend the $5 extra a month on that thing. Didn't they used to be called vanity license plates for a reason?
Oh, you're right. They did. Well, apparently there's some brouhaha in Florida. They want to...
I believe it is actually a Donnybrook. But anyway, please continue.
Donnybrook. Some people there wanted to be able to put religious symbols, specifically a cross, on their license plates.
The state legislature itself, right, wanted to have the Christian cross, the stained glass window, and the words, I believe, on a license plate.
A little controversial.
Well, I would say that it looks like a separation of church and the State Department of Motor Vehicles. But let's do a little play acting, okay? Here's what I think the problem with the plate is. I'm a state trooper and you're driving your I Believe license plate, all right?
Okay.
I just pulled you over.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. You know how fast you were going?
I think I was going about 55.
I believe you were going faster. Do you know what the speed limit is?
I believe the speed limit was 55.
Yeah, I believe you're in a school zone, and I believe I'm writing you a ticket. See, you just open yourself up to that. I think you attract police scrutiny. This hour on the show, we ask the question, who is Guam? The Guam Caucus are this weekend, and with the Democratic race as tight as it is, both Clinton and Obama are campaigning for the island's 4 delegates. We'll get a report from the fine folks at Guam Public Radio. Who knew?
And also, a place we like to talk about a lot, Alaska. The citizens of Alaska's capital, Juneau, are in an energy crisis. An avalanche cut off a major power line from a hydroelectric power facility, and the city is being powered with diesel generators. People there could see their electricity rates rise more than 400%. We're going to get a report from the state's capital coming up in just a little bit.
I don't like when they say that, rise 400%. That means rise 3 times, right?
Yes.
Because if it rises 100%, it's double. Then 2.
Do you know what
triple.
Time it is? Are you seriously asking me to compute that?
No,
it's
5 times. It's going to raise 5 times. Okay. And the new film, Son of Rambo, opens this weekend. It's not what you think. It's not a Rambo sequel. In fact, Rambo is spelled with a W. It's the story of a couple of 10-year-olds, and those 10-year-olds set out to film their own sequel to Rambo. The director and producer of the film are in the studio to talk about it. And we'll get today's headlines in a minute. But first, that is the welcoming ceremony for the Olympic torch arriving back on Chinese soil today. It was supposed to be a journey of harmony, but so far the 20-nation torch tour has been part marathon, part relay, and part covert ops. Still, the torch arrived in Hong Kong today in one piece.
Although the iconic Olympic symbol is in friendlier territory, security remains a concern. At least 7 activists were deported from Hong Kong before the torch's arrival, and about 3,000 police will guard it Friday during its relay through the former British colony.
But that relay pales in comparison to China's biggest gambit, an attempt to take the torch to the top of Mount Everest and broadcast that on live TV. I guess they have made big advances in anti-wind technology in China. It's supposed to happen in the next week and a half, but nobody knows exactly when because, of course, the weather will play a large part.
The Chinese constructed a special high-altitude torch for this very purpose, and they've spent 2 years training the cameramen for the job. But the BBC's Jonah Fisher, who's on Everest waiting for the big moment, says so far he hasn't seen much. He writes, quote, "Unfortunately, it seems providing information on the torch's ascent is no longer part of China's media plans. It now seems that they only want us to report the victorious summit moment. We may never know if there were failed attempts or indeed if someone hurt themselves trying for the top. The only fact we possess is that the flame is somewhere in the area."
Security is high all around Everest under pressure from Beijing. Nepal's government has posted soldiers on its side of the mountain and banned climbing near the summit for the first 10 days of May.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.